KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Some celebrities have side businesses like restaurants or cosmetic lines. Some appear in Japanese commercials or some on the Home Shopping Network. But no celebrity is more efficient and effective at monetizing his or her name than the man who put the sell in celebrity, Donald J. Trump. Trump has it all, a TV show, his own chocolates, helicopters, buildings, bottled water, resorts, a clothing line, a home furnishings collection, hotels, casinos, and, oddly, his own brand of tea. You don't think of Trump as a tea drinker, do you? But Donald J. Trump is an unembarrassable self-love machine, a relentless name stamper, a roaring glutton for credit and praise. In other words, Donald J. Trump possesses everything it takes to be president of the United States. Whatever you can say about Donald J. Trump, he's a malignant narcissist, he's a serial fantasist, he's a bad credit risk, he's a shameless self-promoter. You can also say about almost every single member of the United States Senate. I mean, what is the Senate after all but a 100-member collection of Trumpy egos, Trumpy bluster, and Trumpy hairdos? And whatever you can say about Donald J. Trump, he's childishly needful of attention. He's hilariously ignorant of world affairs. He's awfully free spending when it's someone else's money. You can also say about most of the men who have served as president of the United States. Trump is a practitioner of the Me Everywhere school of marketing, the goal of which is to be always in the spotlight, always in the news, and to use that attention as leverage in his Trump name licensing deals. Lending his name to a resort development fetches a higher price if his TV show is popular, and it is, and his TV show's popularity drives up his presidential buzz, which makes his name more valuable, which sells presumably more Trump Vegas condos and boxes of Trump tea. In this perfectly efficient system, no amount of attention or notoriety is ever really harmful. Not the past financial trouble, not the Dairy Queen twist of hair on his head. Nothing is ever shameful or embarrassing. Every shred of media attention gets used to drive a higher price for some piece of the Trump universe. On good days, I guess, it helps him make better deals with creditors and shareholders. On less good days, it probably just moves some chocolate. Either way, Trump is making money. Now, the sophisticated crowd may be appalled at his grasping tackiness, but Trump knows what they don't. Tacky is a word that no longer has any meaning in America in 2011. In fact, tacky may never have meant anything. America, after all, was built partly by blowhards and foghorns like Donald J. Trump. What is unspeakably low rent on Tuesday, the Real Housewives, tattoos, the word anyways, becomes acceptably normal by Thursday. The folks at NPR and the New Yorker magazine don't know that, but Donald J. Trump does. We have no way of knowing if he's really running for president or just trying to sell some home furnishings, and I'd submit that he doesn't know either, for sure. It may make financial sense down the line to actually make a run for it and spend some time monetizing the Oval Office. On the other hand, it's a time-consuming, inefficient use of the Trump name, which goes so effortlessly on buildings and men's suits and gold bar-shaped chocolates. They come in three flavors, by the way. Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and my favorite, deluxe nut. Deluxe Nut, which I think might make a wonderful Secret Service code name, should it come to that. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll talk about show business. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.